Dr. Martin Davies is standing by, Managing Director of Emerging Markets and Africa and Dean of Deloitte Alchemy School of Management, always bringing us the emerging economies perspective, specifically from Asia. Good morning. How are you this morning, Dr. Martin Davies?
I'm all good, Rufiba. How are you today?
Excellent. Some people are trying to disrupt the school, curriculum because of COVID, but actually probably more significant is the disruption of global supply chains from China. Let us know what's happening there.
Yeah, Rufiba, if you're wondering why your e-commerce parcels are arriving late and more expensive than usual, well, it's largely because of the delay at Yantian port in South China. We've seen this has become the new sort of epicenter of, it's like exaggeration, but epicenter of China's latest coronavirus sort of containment efforts. Yantian is a port very close to Hong Kong, close to a city called Shenzhen, accounts for 10.5% of all Chinese exports out of the country. What we've seen in the last few weeks is major blockades almost, and much worse than the Suez Canal crisis recently. We've seen almost 357,000 containers have been stopped and blocked and delayed to Yantian because of this COVID crisis. Now, we saw a report recently out of the World Bank talking about the inefficiency of ports in our own country. And it starts at times like this to start to understand of the massive inflationary impact of that infrastructure. And we're seeing in recent weeks, at least, the shipping costs. We've gone from 1,000% increase from a year ago in terms of the cost of shipping containers around the world. $20,000 now for a 40-foot container, a 1,000% increase compared to a year ago. It's just staggering.
It is.
Because of these logistics supply chain disruptions because of COVID.
It is absolutely staggering, but I have minimal surprise because importers in South Africa have been complaining about what they have to pay for the shipping costs for probably the last year as well. I mean, this is probably going to make it even worse, but they have been saying, sure, I mean, I'm just trying to bring in a couple of tchotchkes for my little shop and I have to pay so much, I'm probably going to have to fly it in. I'm so sorry that we're out of time. I only have time just to find out, speaking of flying it in, if we can go to our last story with respect to Emirates being a proxy for the global economic recovery, something we might be able to look at from SAA's perspective.
Thanks, Rufiba. Well, SAA, I'm not sure about that. Emirates is, I always call Emirates sort of the canary in the coal mine. You can see how people are traveling by looking at one of the world's leading airlines. That is Emirates. Let's not get confused here. Certainly, I'm talking about Emirates. So what we're seeing we've seen obviously the airlines had a major hit, 80% traffic collapse compared to last year, a loss of close to $500 million, but they're very sort of strong cash position. But interestingly, Emirates is coming back and coming back strong on the back of the holiday demand, leisure travel coming out of Europe and the US. And we're seeing it's activating over 30 Emirates. There's over 30 of its A380s to meet additional demand, new routes, some additional flights. And currently, the airline's currently operating to 115 global passenger destinations. By the end of July, they'll be back up to 880 weekly services across 124 cities. That's close to 90% of its pre-pandemic network by July.
Jeepers,
okay. Talks to it with how the developed world, really, how vaccinations are normalizing travel, normalizing economic activity. And, of course, we are somewhat lagging, to say the least. But Emirates is a good yardstick to look to see how the future of global travel will look and as the global economy recovers.
It must be nice for those who can get a vaccine. Dr. Martin Davies, thank you very much for giving us that prescient perspective of where the world could be if we could do a little bit better on getting the jabs and arms. Dr. Martin Davies is not just obviously giving us wily and brilliant advice. He's Managing Director of Emerging Markets in Africa and the Dean of Deloitte Alchemy School of Management at Deloitte.